Your AI agent just crashed again because it hit the token limit and forgot what it was doing for the past 2 hours. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 181. I'm Izzo, and today Boone and I are diving into OpenAI's massive responses API upgrade that might finally solve the agent memory problem.
The context amnesia problem, as they're calling it. And honestly, this feels like the moment agents stop being demos and start being actual digital workers.
Right? Because here's what's been driving everyone crazy. You build this sophisticated agent, it's doing great work, making API calls, running scripts, and then boom, it hits the token limit and suddenly has no idea what it was working on.
It's like training a marathon runner who can only remember the last 30 seconds. You'd get maybe a few dozen interactions before the model starts hallucinating or repeating itself because it lost the thread entirely.
So let's break down what OpenAI actually shipped here, because this isn't just an incremental update. We're talking about three major pieces: server-side compaction, hosted shell containers, and the skills standard.
Server-side compaction is the big one for me. Instead of just truncating conversation history when you hit token limits, the system can now compress the agent's past actions into what they call a compressed state.
And the numbers are wild. Triple Whale's agent Moby successfully handled a session with 5 million tokens and 150 tool calls without any drop in accuracy. That's not a demo. That's production-grade persistence.
The technical approach here is clever. Rather than dumping the oldest context, it's essentially letting the model summarize its own reasoning into a more compact form while keeping the essential decision-making context alive.
Which transforms the whole user story, right? Instead of babysitting an agent through a complex workflow, you can actually hand off a multi-hour task and trust it to maintain state throughout.
Now, the hosted shell piece, this is where OpenAI is really making a play for the infrastructure layer. They're giving each agent its own Debian 12 container with Python 3.11, Node 22, Java 17, Go 1.23, Ruby 3.1.
Plus persistent storage through /mount/data and full networking capabilities. So your agent can install libraries, hit external APIs, generate artifacts, and actually save its work between sessions.
This removes so much scaffolding work for developers. Before this, if you wanted an agent to run code safely, you had to build your own sandboxing, handle state persistence, manage execution environments. Now, OpenAI is basically saying, give us the instructions, we'll provide the computer.
The skills standard might be the most interesting piece long-term, though. Both OpenAI and Anthropic have converged on the same skill.md manifest format with YAML front matter.
And it's actually working across platforms. OpenClaw, that new open source agent, adopted the exact same standard and can now use skills originally built for Claude. ClawHub has over 3,000 community-built extensions.
That's the network effect kicking in. When you can write a skill once and deploy it across OpenAI, Anthropic, local Llama instances, suddenly you're building portable, versioned assets instead of vendor-locked features.
Though I'm curious about the architectural differences between OpenAI and Anthropic's approaches. OpenAI seems focused on this programmable substrate idea, bundling the shell memory and skills into their API.
While Anthropic is more about the expertise marketplace with prepackaged partner integrations from Atlassian, Figma, Stripe, different strategies for the same open standard.
Glean reported their tool accuracy jumped from 73% to 85% using OpenAI's skills framework. That's a meaningful improvement, not just marketing fluff.
From a product perspective, this feels like the end of the bespoke infrastructure era for agents. The challenge isn't, how do I give this agent a terminal anymore? It's which skills are authorized for which users.
Security is going to be huge here, though. Domain secrets and org allow lists help, but giving an AI model shell access and networking. SecOps teams are probably having some conversations right about now.
Especially as skills become easier to deploy. You need to watch out for malicious skills that could introduce prompt injection or unauthorized data paths. The ease of deployment cuts both ways.
But the fundamental shift is real. We're moving from AI as a chatbot to AI as a persistent system process. That's a completely different paradigm for how you architect applications.
For BuildNext, if you want to get hands-on with this stuff, first, check out the AgentSkills.io specification. It's the open standard both companies are using, and you can start writing portable skills today.
Second, clone the OpenClaw repo from GitHub. It supports multiple models, and you can experiment with the skills format without needing OpenAI credits. Plus, all those ClawHub extensions work out of the box.
And if you're already using OpenAI's API, upgrade to the latest responses API version and try the container to auto option for the shell tool. Build something that needs persistent state, maybe a data analysis agent that works across multiple sessions.
I'm definitely adding that to the weekend project list. A persistent agent that can actually finish what it starts, that's been the missing piece.
The memory problem that's plagued agents since day one might actually be solved. And with portable skills becoming the norm, we're looking at a real ecosystem forming around agent capabilities. This is Exploring Next. The infrastructure just got a lot more interesting.